Chapter 31. "My dear friend," said Lucy Steele to Eleanor the next day, "I am so happy. Mrs. Ferrars was so exceedingly affable towards me yesterday. I was so nervous before I met her, but now I am convinced that she has quite taken a fancy to me." "She was certainly very civil," said Eleanor.
"Oh, she was much more than civil," cried Lucy.
"No pride, no hauteur. Just sweetness and affability. It would have been very flattering if she had known of your engagement, but this is not the case," remarked Eleanor. "She does not know yet, but I am sure it will end well. She is a charming woman, and so is your sister, Fanny." At that moment the door was thrown open, and Edward walked into the room. It was a very awkward moment, and they all looked exceedingly foolish. Edward seemed as if he wished to leave immediately. Lucy had to keep up the appearance of secrecy, and addressed him only briefly. Eleanor, after a moment's recollection, forced herself to welcome him, told him she was happy to see him, and apologized for her absence when he called before. Edward seemed unable to speak, and Lucy seemed determined to make no contribution, so almost every word came from Eleanor. After a few moments, Eleanor went to fetch Marianne, who was delighted to see Edward. Edward noticed Marianne's altered looks and asked if she was unwell.
"Oh, don't think of my health," she replied.
"Eleanor is well, you see. That must be enough for us both." This comment did not please Lucy, who looked at Eleanor with an unfriendly expression. "I think, Eleanor," added Marianne, "we must employ Edward to look after us in our return to Barton. We shall be going in a week or two." Edward muttered something, and was clearly agitated. Soon he excused himself and left, and shortly afterwards Lucy also departed. Chapter 32. Charlotte Palmer gave birth to a son, and in the period immediately following this event, Mrs. Jennings was often out of her house. On the invitation of Sir John, Eleanor and Marianne spent all their days with the Middletons in Condrey Street. John Dashwood decided to invite his sisters to stay with his family in Harley Street. "I do not see how it can be done," said Fanny Dashwood, when her husband proposed his plan. "I had just settled within myself to invite the Miss Steeles to spend a few days with us." John, as always, was convinced by her argument, and resolved to invite his sisters at a later time. Fanny wrote an invitation to Lucy the next morning. When Lucy showed Eleanor the note, Eleanor began to believe that perhaps Lucy would eventually be married to Edward. After a fortnight, Mrs. Jennings returned to her home in Berkeley Street, where she was rejoined by the Miss Dashwoods. About the third or fourth morning after they had resettled there, Mrs. Jennings returned from a visit to her daughter in a state of excitement.
"My dear Miss Dashwood, have you heard the news?"
"No, ma'am. What is it?" asked Eleanor.
"It is very strange. Charlotte's doctor, Mr. Donovan, was called upon by her brother to attend to his wife."
"What? Is Fanny ill?"
"The story seems to be this. It seems that Mr. Edward Ferrars, the very young man I used to joke with you about, has been engaged for a long time to my cousin Lucy. Nobody knew about it except her sister Anne, who, as you know, is not the cleverest of young ladies, and she popped it out to your sister." Fanny immediately fell into violent hysterics, and a terrible scene took place. Mrs. Dashwood declared that the Miss Steeles should not stay a minute longer in the house, whilst your brother begged them to stay at least until they had packed up their clothes. Then Fanny fell into hysterics again, and your brother was so frightened that he called the doctor. Poor Lucy was in such a condition she could hardly walk, and her sister was almost as bad. I declare, I have no patience with your sister and her Hermaset, where they were to stay with the Palmers on their way back to Barton. After 2 days of travelling, they arrived at Cleveland, a spacious, modern house with extensive grounds. Marianne could not entirely control her emotion, knowing that they were only a short distance from Willoughby's home at Combe Magna. She avoided company, and resolved to spend almost every hour of every day while she remained with the Palmers in the indulgence of solitary rambles. However, two delightful walks on the third and fourth evenings of her stay there, in long wet grass, gave Marianne a violent cold, which concerned everybody. She had a fever, pain in her limbs, a cough, and a sore throat, but refused all the prescriptions that were brought to her. The next day, Marianne was unable to sit up, and returned to bed where Eleanor looked after her. The doctor was sent for, and after examining his patient, encouraged Eleanor to expect that Marianne would be restored to health in a few days, although Mrs. Palmer was convinced that she and her baby should leave immediately in order to avoid infection. Marianne's condition did not seem to alter over the next few days, but when the doctor visited again, he declared her to be materially better. Her pulse was much stronger, and every symptom was more favourable than on his previous visit. However, in the evening, Marianne's condition became much more serious. She could not sleep, she was delirious, and cried out for her mother. The doctor was sent for once again, whilst Colonel Brandon offered to fetch Mrs. Dashwood from Barton. Dr. Harris's medicines had failed, and now Marianne's life was in danger. Eleanor kept a careful watch over her, checking her pulse and her breathing. She was sure that the severity and danger of Marianne's illness had been brought on by the weeks of misery she had suffered because of Willoughby. Slowly, however, Marianne's condition began to improve. She became more tranquil, and on his next visit, Dr. Harris declared her to be entirely out of danger. When Marianne eventually slept calmly, every doubt was silenced. It was a cold and stormy night outside. Eleanor expected the arrival of Colonel Brandon with her mother at around 10 o'clock, but as early as 8 she was surprised to hear a noise outside, and indeed it was the carriage. She hurried downstairs, eager to reassure her mother and the Colonel that Marianne was much improved. However, when she entered the drawing-room, she found there only Willoughby. Chapter 36. Eleanor, with a look of horror, turned instantly to leave the room, but was stopped by Willoughby's swift advance. "Miss Dashwood, for half an hour, for 10 minutes, I entreat you to stay." "No, sir," she replied firmly, "your business cannot be with me." "Believe me, my business is with you, and only you," said Willoughby. "With me?" said Eleanor, in utter amazement. "Then please